Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. Darkness. We've all experienced darkness of one kind or another throughout our lives. Even though we might have been Christians from birth, there still will be times of darkness. I don't know what you have gone through, but I am sure that something has happened in your life. It could be an unwanted pregnancy. It could be depression. It could be thoughts of dying by suicide. It could be thoughts of, I am so sick and tired of being old and being in pain all the time. I just want to get this over with. And you might go and ask someone to help you in your life. Or it could be something maybe not as extreme as all that that I just mentioned, but there's still something in there. There's still darkness. And it's scary. Who wants to be in darkness all the time? I know I don't. Sometimes when you're in the darkness, bad things can happen. You could be driving along the road, and all of a sudden there's a deer right there in front of you, just barely missing your car, as happened to Sally and I just yesterday evening, last night, on our way home. It could be in the darkness, someone breaks into your house. Somebody robs you. Most people do not do these crimes out in the daylight. They will want to come at night in the cover of darkness to do crimes. Darkness is scary. And we were born into darkness. Each and every one of us was born into the darkness of sin. And we still, with no escaping it, as long as we're still here, we still fall into the darkness of sin. If we didn't fall into the darkness of sin, we wouldn't have to confess our sin. Then we wouldn't have anything to confess, but we do. And if we don't think we have anything to confess, we are in this darkness. Darkness. This is Lutherans for Life Sunday. And the theme for Lutherans for Life for today is out of the darkness into the light. And I mentioned earlier pregnancies. I want to read something from that was done at the Northwestern University in Evanston, Chicago suburb, Illinois, in 2016. Life begins in darkness. In 2016, researchers captured on camera irrefutable proof that life shines in the darkness. They filmed fireworks marking the moment of fertilization, the instant that sperm enzyme meets egg membrane, zinc ions ignite and twinkle as a new embryo comes into being. Like the sun's corona when the moon eclipses it, a flickering halo radiates a galaxy of kindled flecks that flashballed the otherwise obscured sphere. Microscopic, of course, but nevertheless undeniable. And every human life fishes this flash of the Maker's magic, no matter the circumstances. Each of you, when you became, there was this flash of light. Think about that. In the darkness, a flash of life, a human being, a baby, began his or her life. How wonderful is that? Life shines in the darkness. Light shines in the darkness. That's the only way out of darkness, is to have light. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Darkness. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The first creation of God was light. And it came about by him simply speaking, "Let there be," and there was. Light came into the world. Light came into the world to bring us out of the darkness, to shine, to be able, so we are able to do things. We're able to see. We're able to have protection. But we're still in the darkness of sin. We need a greater light, the greatest light of all, to come into the world. God said, "Let there be." He spoke his word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness cannot overcome this light, the Word. Who is this Word? It's speaking of him as a he. The Word in him was life. Who is this Word? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. But he was not the Word. He came to bear witness about the light. He was not the light. Only came to bear witness about the light. The light is someone else. Who is this light? The true light. The greatest light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. The light came into the world, and the world shunned the light. The world wants to keep you into darkness. Satan wants to keep you in darkness. He doesn't want you to do the right things. He wants you to encourage people to not that unwanted pregnancy. Oh, you don't have to have that baby. He encourages you to have this baby aborted. He encouraged you. Man, isn't life so horrible? Isn't just everything going wrong? Go ahead and kill yourself. It'll make other people happy. You won't be a burden on them anymore. He will try to tell you that. Hey, there's doctors who will assist you. It's called euthanasia. I'm getting people, states, I'm getting people to make the governments to make it legal to have someone help you die. You don't have to worry about anything. Just go ahead. It's okay to go and rob that gas station. You're probably thinking, okay, Pastor, there's a big difference between somebody dying and somebody robbing a gas station. No, there's not. It's called sin when somebody dies in that manner. When someone dies in the darkness, when anyone sins in the darkness, we need to bring the light into the world. We need to let other people know about this true light who has come into the world to bring light to them. I'm not trying to put down or trying to minimize feelings of depression or pain or hurting or any of that. That is real. That is in the world. I know you know people who have suffered from severe depression. I know you know people who have suffered from minor depression or any depression in between. I have. And I still do. The world wants us to be depressed. It wants us to only hear bad things, but I'm going to tell you something. The true light came into the world. The true light, but to all who did receive him and who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Born when we were baptized. Born when we hear the word preached. Born when we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We were brought out of the darkness into life through Jesus Christ. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. What is the name of the word? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came and brought light into the world, who gives us light, and he gives us life, and he did so when he suffered and died to bear your sins and the sins of all people, to bring you out of darkness into life. And we praise God that he has given us the faith to believe in his name, so that we can become the children of God and we can live in the light. We're going to have feelings of doing things wrong. We're going to have feelings of depression. When we do, turn to Jesus, turn to the light, and ask him to lead you to someone who will help you through this. And he will help you through this. Because he came. Jesus came for only one reason. And God said, let there be light. And he spoke the word, Jesus Christ. And there was light. And then Jesus came to bring the true light into the world. The greatest light into the world. He himself. And we praise God that the Holy Spirit has given us the faith to believe in Jesus. I pray that all of us are always, I don't want to see happy joy, but content with life. And that God helps us through the life, and that he guides us through those periods where we might not be so joyful and content. And remember, God gave us Jesus to bring us into the light. And the world out there, they're still in the darkness. And we pray that God leads us to show them the true light, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to bring us out of the darkness into his glorious light. In the name of Jesus, amen.